Huh?
Even Steven.
Welcome to the 52nd. I said 52nd episode of Charlie and Me. If you are not our friends and family, I still don't know why you're listening, but we really appreciate it. I know there's at least three of you that aren't our friends and family listening, and that's great. If you are our friends and family, we have a really fun one lined up for you. 52nd episode. That means we've done literally one full year of episodes.
Who would
longer than a year. It's probably like 55 weeks or something like that.
55, I believe. But who would have thought that we would stick with it this long?
I have no idea. Who would have thought we'd be friends for this long?
That's a better question.
It is, right? Yeah.
All right, well.
Got weirdly quiet there.
Graham.
What's up?
What's up?
Not much. I went to a wedding this weekend.
I was going to say, I'm going to call BS on the not much here.
Went to a wedding this weekend, had some fun, good time, got a little beat up myself, but a couple cuts and bruises, but nothing you can't get rid of.
Should have seen the other guy.
Yeah, it was the ground, so.
It was the ground, so it won.
It's all right.
That's rough.
It's rough.
Oh, get it? Rough.
Rough. On Monday, my boss asked me if I got a concussion, and I said, nope. And then I made sure that I didn't get a concussion, and I was like, I don't think I did.
It's like, it gets your mind, wait, did I?
I don't think so.
Like, gonna say no, Steve.
But that's a good question. All's good. All's good in love and war. We're all good. We're living the dream. What about you? What's up with you?
You know, I made the trip home to Des Moines, saw some family. It's always good to catch up. Been on the road a lot.
I know.
This coming weekend is going to mark the fourth consecutive weekend I'm not going to be at home. So it kind of poses the question, why do I pay rent?
That, literally, you could just stay in a hotel. I've kind of thought about that before too, because I've been not nearly as much as you, but pretty close. I've been not around a lot, and so it leads to, well. Secondly, it leads to us not recording in person at all.
Yeah, sorry.
Has been rough.
Life's throwing us curveballs right now.
It's a freaking 12-6 curveball. It's been tough, but I've wondered that question before myself. When you're gone all the time, you're like, why am I paying this obscene amount to just keep my stuff in one spot when I can just get a storage unit for a lot less? Can you sleep in a storage unit?
I was just asking, can you live in a storage unit? I don't think you can.
I don't. There's got to be something against
it. And there's definitely rules when you sign up for a storage unit that you can't live out of it. But that aside, like, could you survive in a closed storage unit? No, right? No.
Is it climate controlled?
They make some of them climate controlled. I know.
If it's a climate control one, I think so.
Where's the oxygen going to come from?
Well, some of them are just like big lockers with. Like chain link fence around them.
True that. Wasn't picturing those in my head, but you're definitely.
I know what you're thinking of, and I understand. But at the same time, some of them aren't like that, so they still got oxygen.
Is this an idea for loser of next March Madness?
I don't think I will buy into that one. we gotta be a little more kind. Even the tattoo again seems too mean.
See, I just don't agree. You had an easier option.
I did indeed.
You went 52 weeks without paying your bet, so.
Can't wait to sign up and do it again. How about that?
Yeah, so people, be on the lookout. We're going to do March Madness brackets again.
It should be fun.
The more people that join, the less likely you are to lose. So.
That is true. So,
bring your friend.
Or if the less people that join, the more likely you and I are to lose.
Shoot. No. The odds are even for everyone.
It's true. The odds are technically even for everyone, but when there's only two of us, that just comes down to 50-50.
I like my odds. You suck.
All right. Fair.
I mean, it did come down to us two last year anyway.
It was. We were the the bottom two.
We're good.
We'll be sure to send that out here over the next week so you guys can get signed up and we'll get those picks out, and then we'll get on our way.
Battle Royale. Sorry, but no one's going to die.
Nobody's going to die. Well, Charlie, you want to introduce our podium?
Okay. Can I introduce it?
Please, yes. Please. Go ahead.
We're doing the podium of podiums. So in celebration of our year mark, we're doing the podium of the best podiums that we did throughout the year. Grant?
I like it.
Start us off.
My first one that we did, I really liked the red flags of dating.
I didn't put that one down, but I saw that and I was like, that was good.
Because I feel like we could have gone on for a really long time, just like being really picky about certain things that people do, and we're just like, I don't enjoy this right now.
Yeah, this isn't for me. No, wrong.
I want to go watch Netflix again.
My first one is awkward middle school moments. That was a great one. That was a great one.
It honestly was. I had that one written down as well. I really enjoyed that one. I'm a big fan of awkward middle school moments.
That all stemmed from me going to a Dairy Queen and it being overrun with middle schoolers, so I just drew them right on by.
So I couldn't go in. There was just too many
of them. I went to two different ice cream shops and they're both just overrun with middle schoolers. Like, dude, see ya.
I completely understand. Literally, yeah. Middle school was one of the strangest times of your life all around. Not about it. Not about it.
Yeah, I'm not about that, man.
Another one, we had Podium of Mom Sayings. I really liked that one.
That was a good one. Your mom has a lot of good sayings, too, so.
Yes.
Went hand in hand. That was a classic.
It was a classic. It was for the Mother's Day episodes.
I'm trying to remember which ones I said for those. Oh, one was, there's more than one way to get there.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, I was hemming and hawing about which was the fastest.
Mm-hmm.
Only one way to get there. So,
you
very,
can't,
very true.
You can't cook it cold when you burn your mouth after eating something.
That's dumbass.
Pretty much, that's what she's saying to me.
All right, my second one was the holidays episode, our favorite holidays.
That was a good one.
Because we had some really, like, top-notch analogies during that podium. Like, I think it was Labor Day. Labor Day becomes before Memorial Day, right?
Yeah, I think we had this conversation last time, too.
Labor Day is, like, the gatekeeper to summer?
No. It's the closer. That's the Memorial Day is first.
Okay, so Memorial Day is, like, the gatekeeper or whatever, like, the starter to summer. Yeah, there's just good analogies. That one stuck out in my head.
Yeah, Labor Day is the one that closes summer out.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure our guest for that episode was the same guest we have on today.
Ooh, how about it? How about it?
So if you remember.
If you remember, you'll know. You'll know. My last one, kind of tough, but it was tough to pick just the last one to round it out. But I'd say, like, podium of, like, regrettable moments. Just because it was just, I feel like I run into a new one I could throw on that podium every day.
Yeah. Like, why did I do that?
Exactly. Like, what was I thinking? Like, I need to not talk sometimes. Like, stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
Love it. My last one, not to, like, be, like, harsh or whatever, but the people I don't like at races.
Yep, 100%. People I don't like.
We have so many of them.
It's just
especially when you're in that environment, too, you're already, like, on edge, tired, like, you're no nonsense mode. So
exactly.
Fuse run short.
Exactly. No, that was one of my favorites as well. I just didn't want to bring it up because I don't want to look like a dick like you. So
fair enough.
Either way, let's hop into this interview here and let's hear what they have to say.
Well, that's good.
All right, now we welcome on a very special guest for our 52nd episode, 1 year full of episodes. It's a pretty big deal, but Alex Fossum, welcome on. Glad to have you back. Reoccurring guest.
Great to be back.
Our first question, a little curveball on our normal first question, but what is your favorite Charlie and Me podcast moment?
Podcast moments. I think one of my favorite moments that I always look forward to in the podcast is when you guys ask your very, very first question, what's your favorite Charlie and Me story? What to expect? And so people are like, I don't know if this is appropriate to say on air. And then they start saying it, and both of you are like, oh, man, like, totally forgot. that's the best one ever.
Yeah, we've had a couple favorite of those. I think.
But my other favorite one is when Mike Ryan told us what he wanted to get for his tattoo, and he said a ham dog on his leg.
That was perfect.
That was a good one. The ham dog would have fit well for Mike's entire lifestyle. I think it would have just kind of ridden out for a long time.
Yeah.
I was a big fan. I'm also a big fan of the ones where we just cut them off. We had a couple of them where we just had to cut them off from telling the entire story on air.
Yeah, that part's good. No, never mind.
No. My mom listens.
Right now, I'll do like the eye contact. I don't think we want this to go on any longer.
I think that's enough. But yes.
And podium.
Podium's are good though. Yeah. Podium for this one was really good.
It was amazing.
The podium.
Amazing.
Not very many people know this, and I'm not even sure if you remember it. But not that you were drunk or anything, but it was just a long time ago. you were the one that initiated Charlie and I even go into radio. Podcasting, if you will.
Do
you remember?
I remember being in my house at 35 Lexington.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, both of you were there that day. And we were watching curling on TV. I'm like, why? What's going on? And then you guys started going off on a tangent. And you're like, we should do a podcast. We could say so much stuff.
And that's
what I remember.
And that's where the idea stemmed. And so what made you think that we were going to be good podcasters? Because I know you thought it right away.
Oh, because you guys can talk forever. About anything, ever.
Ever?
I don't know about that. I mean, it started with horticulture in the European environment and just kind of stemmed from there. So.
No one knows what that is.
You can take one sentence and elaborate for hours.
I still don't know what that is.
Yes, we can definitely take one sentence and go on for days. But
yeah.
We try our best. I don't know. We're just happy that you initiated it, and now we've been going for, I guess, over a year technically, but this is our 52nd episode, so
52nd.
Not a big deal. Not all of them were broadcast in the airways. Some of them were pumped out through mass text messages.
How many people now, can you see how many people listen to the pod?
We honestly get about 50 an episode.
Yeah.
There's 18 in the group messages, but we got, I sent it in more than just that message. It's basically, some people get it five times. Poor Charlie.
I feel bad for those people sometimes.
Yeah.
And those messages too, usually the only ever message in that group message is the weekly podcast delivery.
Yep.
No one comments about it, nothing, it's just there.
Yeah, so. No, just making them listen to us,
Shoving Brock down their throat.
It's great. If only we sold things.
Stickers. I think that's the next step.
We did sell stickers for a little while, but that was before. That was when the LGC LLC was taking off.
So many
business
ventures.
That's one of my other favorite stories.
Yeah?
You guys said you went to 94 and gave them a subpoena for something because you were going to sue the 94, but you guys felt February wrong.
That's right.
I did create a subpoena and subpoenaed them to show up to the LGC, but they...
They ever showed to court.
They never showed up.
No, because you spelled February wrong.
Oh,
you forgot one of the R's.
I didn't spell it.
It was actually me, so. We spelled February wrong on a legal document, in which case, voided legal document. Man, that's rough.
Missed opportunity. We were trying to gain power, market share, stakeholder share.
We won our own stakeholder share in the LGC LLC because they thought that they were going to be part of it, and next thing you know,
they missed a meeting. They missed a singular meeting.
They missed a single meeting, and we are going to subpoena them. that was an important day.
Yeah.
I think we should start another business, Charlie.
I'm in.
Okay.
Okay.
Talk about it off air.
Take it off.
All right, Alex. It's big bachelor season right now. I know you know I watch. What do you think of this season so far?
Okay, well, Hannah and I are in the middle episode from yesterday, which is supposed to be the biggest Bachelor show ever, and it's when he finally jumps the fence.
Awesome.
Was it big?
It was big.
Oh my gosh, are you watching the women's tell all?
I have it paused right now.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, let us know how that goes. But I like it, except I don't know. enough. I don't think his thing is that great. Like, just being a virgin. Ooh. He doesn't really have a lot going.
But it's untouched. It's an untouched thing, so you know.
He hinted at some other things last episode, too.
Ooh.
You find out some... Oh, okay. I'm excited.
But I think he's just boring overall. Kind of.
Yeah. I don't really get him. And, well, the most intriguing part to me on this whole season was Heather, never been kissed. And then they changed it.
This girl's never been kissed. And let me tell you, she was fine. So I don't believe it.
Yeah, do you guys believe that?
No, not at all.
My whole theory
is
she
Amish?
Talked about it.
No chance
it looked,
she didn't
she knew
get
what
drunk
was happening.
One night in a bar and just kiss someone.
Does she drink?
We don't know. Can't confirm. I think she's like a born-again first kiss person. You know,
oh,
there's like
so she had a bad first kiss and then she didn't want another one?
Yeah.
Been there.
So yeah, I mean it's an interesting. The group of women in this one have been very good. Good dynamic.
Yeah, there's not been too much cattiness.
Yeah, which I agree.
I will say one thing.
All the business.
I have never watched it and I don't really ever plan to. I watched one episode as like the first episode and then I didn't watch it.
So you're a born again never watcher.
I'm a born again never watcher. but I heard something about this season where like they went to meet like the families.
Yeah.
And he told one of the dads that he tells every dad that he's in love with their daughter.
I don't remember him saying that, but he had the same line for every dad.
Yeah. It wasn't like exactly.
I have her
like,
hand in marriage.
Yeah. But he definitely like mentioned that he's in relationships with other girls to the girl's dad.
That's gotta
not. He didn't like that.
I was gonna say, that's gotta not go very well. I can't really, you know, I'm not really great at dating or anything, but I can't imagine that that's the first line you pull out.
Yeah, meeting the dad for the first time, potentially getting married like 2 weeks later.
Yeah, that's the weird part. You guys gotta get married.
Not married.
So, explain to me again, for those of us that don't listen, because I think some of our listeners might not either. What happens when the girl wins, basically, they have to get married?
Yeah.
He has to propose.
He has to propose?
Mm-hmm. And when it's the Bachelorette, all the guys propose to the girl and she says yes or no.
What?
So people get straight up told no.
No.
Yeah.
But what if they all got... Didn't they all get told no once?
Not that I remember.
I think that happened.
That would not be good television.
I think it'd be great television. Are you kidding me?
That'd be amazing television.
He's
you
like,
kidding?
No. No.
Just go...
No.
Absolutely not.
I think we should see other people.
You get to the end of the episode.
That would be
you know how
awesome.
Bad, you know what the group message would be like if that happened?
That'd be
like
awesome.
Between Charlie, Hannah, and I? It'd be like, what the F?
That'd be great.
Like,
you could choose anyone.
We should, Alex, sign Grant up.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, what's your thing? Do you have a thing?
What's that mean?
Everyone has a thing. Like, Colton was that he was a virgin. Heather's was that she has never been kissed. Charlie, we decided, is good at long games. Everyone has a thing.
I'm the guy.
A thing. I don't know. Maybe you guys have to figure that out for me. I don't really know what my thing is.
Hmm.
We'll work on that. We'll
yeah, we'll come back to that. If anyone comes up with any good ideas, feel free to tweet us, @_CharlieAndMe.
What's Grant's thing?
Good call.
What's Grant's thing?
Or
I'm not sure I want pictures like that floating around. Anyway, you were also on a crucial part of our trivia team back in the day, the AARP trivia team.
Oh, AHF.
And so we just want to know what your favorite moment was from being on the AARP trivia team, because I know there's a lot of them.
Probably every time we got handed the sheet, like, to start the game, Grant would be like, we're going to win tonight, and the guy would like, are you sure you are?
Yeah, he literally was just like, yeah, fuck off, dude.
Yeah.
And then the one time...
One time we got second.
Remember that one
time...
One
time we won, like, at halfway or something, so we got, like,
ooh,
a pitcher of beer.
We won halfway.
You're almost really good.
I put that one on my resume.
You're, like, getting halfway.
We won halfway there. No, I think my favorite time... Go ahead.
When we had to get split into teams, the other team was always Bob Costas' pink eye. And I don't know who came up with that. And another. Okay, sorry, one more. Another one was Brian Trapp. And I think the bar special was like buy one, get one, rum and cokes on Tuesday. Oh. And like he got like six.
On a Tuesday, you know.
On a Tuesday. He was like, it's buy one, get one.
Yeah, you can't. It's a good deal. Really, he just got three, but. You know,
it was also a $5 large deep dish pizza.
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
That was a steal. I could go for some of that right now.
I got it every week.
Yeah, you did get it every week. That's true.
I really liked the time when the question was, what's the largest lobbying group in the nation? And somehow I convinced everyone that it was the NRA, when in actuality it was AARP.
Yeah, that was classic.
That was a good one. That was probably one of my favorites.
Or the time where, I mean, there's multiple times where we just, like, wouldn't put answers for the entire section.
Oh, yeah. We're too young for this. That's what we'd write on each line.
We are too young for this. Mm-hmm. And there was that one time where we had the Latin section came up, and we just killed it. Because a bunch of Catholic people know their Latin, it turns out. And when he was reading the answers, he goes, and we know who goes to Catholic school. They got them all right. Only one to get any of them.
We should have won that time.
Validation.
I haven't gone to trivia since.
I've gone since, sad. But I haven't nearly been as qualified.
Never been as old.
Never been as qualified. So, the next question we had on the list here, Charlie and I were trying to figure out who had it. So, you went to a lot of different houses in college to party at. But what's your ideal college house? Not just an ideal party house, but ideal college house that you would have lived in.
Oh. That's a good question.
Thanks.
I remember one on Summit with someone, and this was like before I had joined cross country. I started, and we were driving down Summit, and they like pointed out this house to me, and then I found out it was a really nice house on Summit, right? Like 2 miles down, and they're like, this is the new cross country. Beautiful Victorian home. I'm like, oh my god, no way, you guys live in a mansion? And he's like, god, no, this is the government's house, the governor's mansion, we don't live here. Like that'd be a top college house to live in.
Government
but
mansion for sure. For
one
sure.
With air conditioning, that's all I need. Ooh, one with air conditioning.
Touche.
So true.
That's true. I sweat through so many pairs of sheets.
Wasn't even funny. Man.
Was that a question that's been asked before? I missed last week's podcast, so I don't know.
No, it was not asked last week. I don't even think we've ever asked that before.
That was an original one from my brain.
Yeah, it came out of Charlie's brain himself, but I presented it.
Did you have an answer for it?
I mean, I guess... I do remember, though, we did point out to like some of the freshmen when we weren't freshmen yet. And we like found some random houses on Summit, and so like, oh, that's a cross country house, but it wasn't the governor's mansion. We definitely did that to someone's photo. I don't remember who it was, but we did it, and it was like this really nice house. Like, wow, that's really nice. Like, yeah, we'll see you at the party there. And like, I'm really glad that no one showed up, because that would have been very embarrassing for us.
There's a lot of times where you like convince the freshmen to do things.
We did. We convinced them to do
it. Or like not to do things, but like, convince them that they had to do it, but then like we didn't make them.
Yeah. We were like, oh, everyone did it. And they're like, no. And we're like okay, fine, you're right.
Shoes in the tree out of Europe.
Yeah, your shoes in the tree. We almost had one kid to take his shoes off and throw them in the tree when we were running through the University of Minnesota. He literally stopped running and started to be like, no, don't do that. Come on.
There was one time that someone told me they convinced Taylor Boyd that you guys dine and dash at Cleveland Walk.
Oh, yeah, that's on me.
We definitely did convince him that, and he's like, "No, guys, don't worry. Like, I'll pay for it." But he didn't. He didn't realize that you like went up to the cash register and paid up there. And so he's like, "No, guys, like, I'll pay. Don't worry about it. Like, I'll pay for everyone. Like, no, it's like, no, this is what we do." And then we just all like
we
all get up at the same time and walk right to the cash register and pay. Oh boy, that was we had some times.
Yeah,
I would not survive on the boys' cross-country team at St. Thomas.
Downtown St. Paul, last one of these. Downtown St. Paul, you know that bridge by the Greenbelt sign has, like, the big arch, kind of, that goes on it? I convinced some freshmen that there's a competition every year for the last freshman in the group on that run, so whoever's in the back of the group has to run up and over the arch and slide down the other side. And I don't know why they fall for this stuff, But, like, he was totally convinced. I was like, you got to race, got to race. And he starts sprinting through. And I looked at the guy next to him who didn't sprint. He's like, that sucks to be you. Now you have to go run up it.
Man.
And then I grabbed, you know, told him not to.
I think this episode has turned into, like, how much of assholes can we be to people?
No. It's more like how gullible are people. You can look at it, like, one of two ways.
Ah, see, good spin.
Two sides to one stone. That's why they keep you around.
Yeah.
All right. Last question, a variation of our tattoo question, but it's what tattoo should Grant get?
Oh, the ACT, because he's never taken it yet.
Yes.
Okay, I have taken it yet, but not since I was supposed to.
I think the rule is before the next March Madness bracket starts, you have to take the ACT.
Yeah, we're well aware of the timing on this one.
Yeah, we're
very aware of.
He gets cut off from all gambling until he pays that bet the day March Madness starts.
Yeah, and I really need to gamble for March Madness, so.
Got it.
I'm gonna. Don't worry.
You guys did the podium right for like bets. Like, if you lose a bet, what should you have to do?
Maybe next week.
I thought that was your pod.
I think we might have. I don't remember.
You did. You're like, oh, someone has to run a half marathon. That was one of them.
Oh, yeah.
It was
fantasy losses. Fantasy
losses.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, the tattoo was probably in there, too.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
All right. In honor of talking about AARP for such a while, we're going to have our own little trivia match.
Oh, gosh.
Woo.
And I was tired of losing in spelling bees. But that's beside the point. Grant.
Yes.
Your first question. Al Capone was sentenced for 11 years for committing what crime?
Tax evasion?
Correct.
Oh, damn.
Alex. Which actor performs under the stage name Childish Gambino?
Oh, Donald Glover.
Damn.
Correct.
Yes.
Grant.
Yeah.
The song If I Had $1 Million is sung by what Canadian group?
That's a really good question.
If I had $1 Million.
I can't even think of a Canadian group besides Nickelback right now.
But not a real fur coat, that's cruel.
The only one I can think of is Nickelback right now, so that's just my answer, but I know it's wrong.
Wrong. Alex, want to take it? You don't get points for it, but do you want to take it?
I have no idea.
Bare Naked Ladies.
Oh.
Dang it, that's what I was going to say. I didn't think they were Canadian, though.
They're pretty liberal up there, you know?
Eh?
Eh?
Huh? Alex, for the win.
Okay.
When referring to R&B music, what does R&B stand for?
Oh, rhythm and blues?
Oh, that's the win right there.
Is it?
That's the win.
Wow.
Rhythm and blues.
No way.
Yes.
Damn.
Do you guys want to know the tiebreaker question?
Yeah, tiebreaker question.
Who sang Sound of Silence that and was released in 1966?
What was the question?
Who sings Sound of Silence that released in 1966?
Oh, gosh, I have no idea.
Sound of Silence,
1966? In the Sound of Silence.
Sarah McLachlan, I don't know.
No, I think Garth.
Oh.
I can't even think of some. Wait, what was the answer?
Simon and Garfunkel.
Oh. Yeah, I would have never guessed that.
Dang. Well, there you go.
Grant, I don't think you ever won trivia. Sorry.
I don't think I ever won trivia, but I started out strong with tax evasion.
Wait. Didn't you get two questions wrong? Oh, I won?
Yeah, you won.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, sweet.
Don't worry. There's no need to protest there. You already won.
I thought I won.
Alex, we're very happy to have you on for our year of episodes, our millennial, if you will.
Celebration
of 52. But we will be.
Thank you very much.
We'll have to have you on again soon.
Yeah, good luck editing this. Thank you.
Can't wait.
I look forward to the stickers.
Okay. Alex Fossum.
The inspiration for all this.
Really? And I thought it was kind of funny. I thought it was very fitting that we got her to come on to... I don't even think Charlie remembers that moment.
Not... I remember the curling discussion.
Yeah.
But I didn't remember it before she brought it up. So
no.
That's perfect.
Yeah, that was it's funny, people make us reminisce. Different times.
What a time. What a year.
What a time. What's been your favorite Charlie and me moment, Charlie?
I think it's all our planning calls.
Okay.
It's not direct, you know, you guys don't, you know, hear it all, but just the random crap that we're able to talk about as we talk about, like, the podcast ideas and just the tangents we kind of go off of. So it's, yeah, just, like, I guess, conversations.
If we recorded one of our calls before the show, people would be like, why does anyone listen to this?
It would be like an hour and a half long, too.
And we talk like in circles, and then we're like, no, come back to this again. No, I don't want to do that.
Never we'll like touch the podcast for like 5 minutes and then go off on a tangent, like 15.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, we should get back to that.
We need to look at this again. Who are we going to have on again? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's great. I think my favorite thing has just been how we've been able to reach so many of our old friends. I mean, literally.
I mean, it's pretty cool.
There's something really fun when someone's like, oh my god, I listen to your show, or like I listen to your podcast. It's really funny. And like, I don't care if they listen to one or like half of one, they still listen to it, and it was fun.
They had that one line that they remember. It's like, hey, that's better than we thought we could do.
Exactly. I honestly never thought anyone would listen to it. So, 52 episodes later, I'm very happy that some of you still are. This might not be the same at 104, but we'll figure it out.
We'll get to that when we get there.
All right.
Let's sign this sucker off.
Go ahead, Charlie.
Keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars. Love Casey it. Chasm.
Love it. What's the point of us? Oh my god! I knew I was gonna do this.
Yep. See ya. Deuces.
What's the point of a sustainably free press if a share of the population is unable to read? My tongue's not working very well, everyone.
Deuces. I get it. Enjoy.